If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome, everybody. I'm so excited for this first episode called Socrates. This season is going to be called Socrates as well. So it's not a coincidence that the season is Socrates and the episode is Socrates. That was done on purpose. And I named it Socrates because I think it's important that if we're going to be going down the chakra avenue, that we know a little something about chakras, and that I make sure all my people out there are educated on chakras and at least know the basic fundamentals of how your chakras perform, which chakras are essential to, you know, which parts of the body, and, you know, how they all combine to create a big wheel of energy, and how we function and how we deal with other people. And if you are driving to the store, or if you're just in the car on your way home from work and you just want to just get yourself together, you had a long day, or you're about to start your day, whatever the scenario may be, tune in for your daily dose of chakras, because I'm with the shit. I am with the shit in the most positive way possible, though. My motto here, as she blows it, and you'll hear this a lot, the motto is exhale the bullshit, inhale the power. We are here to regain our power. We are here to empower each other. We are here to see each other winning. So if you want to be in a positive mood, if you want to be on your chakras, and you want to make sure that those girls are aligned, you're in the right place. You're in the right place. And life happens. This is just something that's coming to mind here. So life happens, and we hear that a lot. When we get into situations that are beyond our control, that we can absolutely do nothing about to change at that very moment, and it's beyond our control, all we can say is life happens. And when someone says that, you automatically know that that's the way we, in a way, dismiss unfortunate circumstances or things not working in our favor. When things are, again, beyond our control and they just start happening over and over again, it's the most agonizing feeling. And it's just the battle between ourselves and the universe. But I really hate to blow it to you, but it's a little silly to fight with Mother Earth, because you already know that she'll win in the end. I had to learn this the hard way. And when you start to resist the forces of nature, and when you start to resist the signs, you're going to be in for a fight that you most likely won't win. So instead of going against the force, you go with the flow. You go with the force. You rock with the force. What we can do also, and we have control over this part, is we can adjust our energy. So when shit goes downhill, we're still on the up and up, because we stay leveled up. And not only did we stay leveled up in our thoughts and our mentalities and our feelings, but we're also aware of our chakras. So that just takes it back to that wheel of connection. And let's just get straight to it. Do you know what your chakras are? Have you gone through and individually identified your chakras, what they are, and how important they are? And this was the most enjoyable experience for me to put this content together, is I really believe in connections in our bodies and our minds, and everything, you know, works in unison. And our chakras connect our mind, our body, our soul, and it puts all of that along with our spirit in harmony. But it heavily relies on us putting in the work and doing what we need to do to maintain those connections between the chakras. So, you know, before we even get started, just understand that you can know and be able to identify what your chakras are, but if you can't apply those principles and if you can't maintain your chakras remaining in line, then you need to go back to the drawing board. We need to revisit this and we need to dig a little deeper. I know this. I've been doing this. It is at times challenging, but it is the most rewarding experience to start to learn, you know, the connections between your emotions, your body, your feelings, and how you can control it. So let's get to it. There are 7 whole chakras, all 7 of them. And each of them have a unique and specific function in which they support our entire physical being, spiritual being, mental being, all of that. They're even represented by colors. I'll post up the actual, like, they have like a person sitting and they show the colors and they place it on the body parts. So you can see, I will have that up in the blog. So you can go ahead and do the worksheet, practice identifying your chakras so that you have this shit down. And we're going to go a little backwards here, because if you do your research on chakras, you'll notice that the numbers go backwards. They start at 7, but the actual chakra point as it pertains to the body, it starts at the top of the body. It starts at the crown, which is the head, which leads us to the 7th chakra. The 7th chakra is the crown, and the color of the chakra is violet or purple, and it's considered to be our connection to the universe. It gives us universal energy, and it also is so important because it gives life to the other remaining 6 chakras below it. So the crown chakra is crucial, and it's crucial that we nurture our crown chakra. And it's like, when you're fighting with Mother Earth, again, I keep saying this, when you're fighting with Mother Earth, you won't win. Because if that were the case, then many of us would have opted out of our menstrual cycles and pain during childbirth. And to protect your crown, you just have to feel the energy and just go with the flow. See, that's where we fuck up, because we can't just go with the flow and allow things to happen how they're destined to happen. When you resist the process of the universal connection, that just exacerbates the internal conflict. Then that internal conflict that you're experiencing trickles down to the other 6 chakras from here, and there's conflict everywhere. So when one chakra is off, all the other chakras are off. So if your crown is off, understand that everything below the crown is gonna be just screwed up. So once you get that crown chakra, once you get your 7th chakra in line, the sooner the colors of the world change and you'll start to see things from a completely different perspective. Now to the 6th chakra. This is one of my favorite ones, because I'm always about wokeness and just being aware of the things that are going on around you, holding on firm and true to your perspective and opinions, and not allowing other people to make you feel some type of way about what you believe. So the 6th chakra is the 3rd eye. And the 3rd eye is a part of the brain, and it represents knowledge, reflection, intuition, and it symbolizes your connection to wisdom. The color that I got from this was like an indigo, which to me is kind of still purple, but whatever, it said indigo. Correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. If the 6th chakra is not indigo, please let me know. But I'm pretty sure that it was indigo. I will go back and check. But ways to engage your 6th chakra is through like meditation, headstands, which works, because when you got all that blood flowing to your brain, it just gets the blood going everywhere, because again, your crown, it's still in line with the crown. So it's like when you activate your sixth chakra, you're still activating your seventh chakra at the same time. They work together and they affect each other similarly. So when you have all this blood just flowing to your crown and to your third eye, it just gets the blood just flowing. It gets your juices flowing and you're just on one in a good way. The fifth chakra is your throat chakra. The color of this one is green. This chakra is the center of communication, listening, and decision making. Use your words kindly. Don't say mean things to people. And if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. That's all I have to say about the throat chakra. We just need to just think before we speak. Be kind with our words. And make sure that when we are saying things, that we're saying factual things, and that, you know, the things that we're saying are true and that we hold true to those values. Now, let's head on over to the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra is our heart. When I was doing my research, this is where my colors got a little jumbled up here. It was late, so I will not go through the colors after this one because I'm not sure that the colors that I have listed are accurate. But the fourth chakra is where the physical and spiritual meet. This is the heart, love, and emotional exchanges with others. Self-explanatory. Love one another. When you harbor that positive energy and that good love in your fourth chakra, then it manifests in everywhere. When you have love in your heart, your perspective turns into love, and then you just start to see everything as being love, and then you start to just receive all the love that you could have ever possibly imagined receiving. Our solar plexus is our third chakra. This chakra empowers you to live the life that you want to live. I am so for that shit. I totally believe that we should all be living a life that we want to live and have no bad feelings about it. Don't have to answer to anybody. Make our own schedules. Whatever it is that you desire to do, I am all for that. And this chakra is legit, like what I stand firmly to. Develop your authentic self. Work on yourself. Forget what the world thinks about you. But this is where you channel your authentic self, where you can be your authentic self, and where you can accept, okay, you don't like me. Well, that's your loss. You lost a friend. And in that, you start to just take personal responsibility for your life. And you start to make better choices. That's the third chakra, the solar plexus. So now the second chakra is the sacral chakra. And the color of this one is orange. I got this one right. And it provides the power of choice, relationships, sexual desires, and pleasures. So this is kind of like your reproductive sexual desires, feelings. That's where that falls into play. And in a world full of, you know, religion and people telling you that you need to save your body and you need to wait till you have sex to get married, it is completely okay if you don't view your life that way. And it is okay to tap into your sacral or your sexual chakra. It is completely fine because, again, like in your solar plexus chakra, this is where you start to develop your authentic self. So if your authentic self is in tune with your sexuality, there's absolutely no need to feel a way about being in tune with your sexuality. You know, it's you, be who you are and honor your second chakra. So the last chakra, drum roll, is our first chakra, which is the root. the root chakra, that one represents realistic thinking, stability, security, and safety. Protecting yourself, learning and loving yourself, understanding your boundaries, being secure within yourself, financial stability, whatever type of stability you can channel your chakra root when it comes to those critical, those moments where you need to critically think and you need to get something done. Let's channel my chakra root. Let's channel all this creativity. Let's channel my independence and stability. Let's channel that boss chick. Let's channel that boss man. Let's channel that. The first chakra is dope too. I feel like the first chakra is slept on a little bit because a lot of people don't realistically think. A lot of people aren't stable, and it's not like cuckoo, like you're crazy unstable, but just unorganized with life and unorganized with thought process and patterns. I struggle with that every day. I know exactly what that's like, and I always make a conscious effort to always, if I don't channel any other chakra, like if I don't place priority over any other chakra, it will be the crown chakra, the third eye chakra, and the chakra root. I know I sound cold because I didn't include, you know, my heart in it. Most people would probably include their heart. But a lot of the times when we try to think with our heart, we're thinking with emotion. And when you think based on emotion, you start to make a rational decision. And that just completely makes your root chakra null and void at that point, because you're not realistically thinking if you're being irrational. You're not stable if you can't, you know, rationally think or rationally hash things out in your mind to know when to approach a situation or when not to approach a situation, whatever the case may be. So I really hope that this was informative. I'm glad that we kicked this off to a great first episode in this season of Chakrates on She Blows It. Give me all the feedback. You can hit me up and follow me on the She Blows It _pod on Instagram. That's where you will be able to find the latest updates or random posts or whatever it is that is going on. And be sure to check out the blog. I'll make sure I include some links for anybody that would like to go and do some research, understand the colors, and I'll also send you guys or put the link in the blog for you guys to have access to that little worksheet where it's blank and you can, you know, fill out the chakras and write it in yourself, test yourself, quiz yourself, whatever you want to do, whatever it takes for you to be able to identify your chakras, because the first step to healing the fucked up chakras is being able to identify the fucked up chakras. So if that is your first step to identifying the fucked up chakras, I want you to take that worksheet. I want you to fill it out, memorize it, post it up on your refrigerator, post it on your vision board, wherever you're inspired or wherever it will inspire you. Have it present, have it visible, and refer to it. Thank you, everybody, for your time. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. It was a pleasure doing this first episode on She Blows It in Season 1. I will talk to you guys next time. And make sure you remember, until I talk to you guys next time, please make sure that you take some time to exhale the bullshit and inhale the power. Later.